This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, this is Barry Maltz, and welcome to this week's Business Radio Show. For those keeping track, this is now show number 366. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also provided by Staples and their Advantage program. They know how important it is for you to market your business to acquire and retain customers. Well, every salesperson wants the prospect to ultimately say yes, but most of the times they get a maybe or more likely a no answer. For me, I hope the prospect says right away yes or no, since then I can move on and get someone who actually wants to buy my product. This idea of getting to know is called deal velocity. And in this hour, we'll show you why it's such an important factor that can ultimately influence all of your sales success. Plus, one of the defining factors for any small business owner is how to deal with setbacks. It's easy to be a leader when everything is going well. But what do you do when you and your company get kicked on your butt? Plus, do you want to win $500,000 for your small business? Coming up in this show, I'm going to show you exactly what you got to do to qualify. But first, there's a lot of small business owners that decide to control their own destiny and pursue their dream of having their own company through buying a franchise. And for many, this is a great idea. But for others, it probably is one of the biggest mistakes of their lives. If you've got your sights set on buying a franchise, what factors will ultimately contribute to success? Here to help with more than 20 years of experience as a corporate executive in small business ownership, Pete Gilfin is a matchmaker for entrepreneurs who seek career independence via franchise ownership. He's also the author of the book called Hire Yourself. As a young man, he worked 17 years at Ford, rapidly advancing to general manager when he guided 600 franchise dealers to generating $5 billion in revenue. He became a franchise owner in 2010 when he purchased a multi-state license to junk removal franchise. Pete, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me, Barry.
From cars to junk, huh?
Oh, absolutely. A big jump. Big jump.
Well, the cars eventually become junk. So talk about why'd you actually write this book, Hire Yourself, Control Your Own Destiny Through Franchise Ownership?
Yeah, you know, I work with people every day. I'm a franchise consultant, and I work with people that are in 40s and 50s, and they're getting thrown into career transition. No fault of their own. You know, they're downsized. The company's been basically acquired, and they find themselves in career transition, and it's really tough out there. Or there's somebody that they're working really hard, and they're frustrated. They're not happy with what they're doing, and so I wanted to provide an alternative career path for them, and a way in which they could look at franchising as a new path. And so I wrote it to help them understand franchising in general and help them understand the characteristics you need. If you're going to be a franchisee, what characteristics do you have to have? And teach them a little bit about how to evaluate and select the right franchise if it is for them. And then certainly give them some guidance if you are going to invest in a franchise, how to be successful with it.
And this is really important because a lot of people, I believe, have the misconception of what you're buying when you buy a franchise. People say, okay, I'm going to plunk down my $10,000. I'm going to plunk down my $200,000. I'm going to plunk down my $1 million. And I just have to sit back and let the money roll in. But that's not exactly how it happens, is it?
No, it's not true. I mean, what I tell people is they invest in franchises. Now you have to really work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fight like a dog because, like anything, you have to work at it. And so you can have the best franchise system in the world, but if you're not working it and doing what you need to do, you're not going to be successful.
So when you buy a franchise, are you really buying a successful system and a brand?
That's the hope, right? You got to find the right franchise. With 3,000 out there, there are some good ones and a whole bunch of not good ones. And what we want to do is find, you know, a good, solid, proven franchise concept that has the systems, the processes, the procedures, the brand that allow you to not make mistakes. And in business, you know, mistakes cost you capital, and capital is lifeblood. So you want to invest in a franchise that has all that stuff, so you have a higher probability of success.
And, you know, you can invest quite a bit of capital in getting a franchise. What should you look for to make sure it's a good match between what you want to do and what they have to offer?
Yeah, I think it's really understanding what you're looking for in terms of the characteristics. Do you want to be involved in the business full-time? Do you want to be involved semi-absentee? do you like sales? You know, so it's all the different types of characteristics of what you're looking for in a business, and then really trying to find that in the right franchise company. So, for example, if you find a franchise business and you invest in one where it's heavy in terms of sales, outbound sales, but you're not a salesperson, that franchise is not a good match for you.
So, but a lot of people think that franchises are just McDonald's or Subway's or Dunkin' Donuts, but there's a lot of service franchises too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when I get up and I speak about franchising, everybody just thinks of Subway, McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts. But, you know, think about a Saturday morning. You know, so somebody gets up, they take a Pilates class at 7 a.m., right? That's a franchise. After the class, they stop off, they get a cup of coffee and a breakfast sandwich. Oh, that's a you know, a franchise. They go get their dry cleaning, their oil changed, all that kind of stuff. They're franchises. They drop their kids off at a martial arts studio. Oh, that's a franchise. They go get lunch at a fast casual pizza place. That's a franchise. And so franchising is in every aspect of our life, in every industry.
It's interesting, Pete, because I think a lot of people don't understand, if they've never had a retail franchise, they don't really know what it takes to operate something that's open 6 or 7 days a week, and you got to be there.
Yeah, you do. You have to mind your business. There are several franchises where you'll see they're semi-absentee, where you don't have to be there every day. I tell people you can work in the business, you can work on the business. And so you may not be the person behind the counter 7 days a week, but you still need to watch your business.
So how do I figure out how much money it takes? Can I do something for $10,000, or is it always $250,000 or $1 million? Am I spending all my retirement money?
Yeah, I think it's really depending on what you're looking for in a business. I think there's a threshold, though. I get a lot of people that come to me and say, okay, I want to invest in a franchise. So that's great. What capital do you have available? And they say, well, I don't have any money. I'm just going to borrow it all. And that doesn't work. You have to have a certain level of capital available. I think the number is close to a minimum of $50,000. You always want to make sure you go into a business where you've got some capital. In today's world, we're very fortunate. There's a lot of capital available through the SBA, Express Loans, things like that. So there are many options for people to get money, to capitalize it. So as you look at investing in a franchise, it's really putting together a funding program that matches you. But it all starts with you have to have some capital to start out.
So in any franchise, there is a certain amount of money you got to pay up front, and then you have to pay a percentage of your sales, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Franchising, there's kind of two big things. One is the franchise fee. So when you invest in a franchise, you're buying the rights to use that business model for a period of time. And so you pay a franchise fee for that. And then the benefit of a franchise is they have the systems, the supports, the processes. They're always looking ahead for new products. And so for that, you pay a monthly royalty, which is generally a percentage of the revenue of your business on a monthly basis.
And so what are the hot franchises right now that a lot of folks are getting into and having success?
You know, fast casual, especially like a Medici. Medici is a fast casual pizza. It's true Neapolitan pizza. They consider it high quality or fine dining food priced at fast casual. High quality ingredients, no artificial, you know, all the flours from Italy, the olive oils from Italy. I mean, it's one of the hottest franchises we're seeing right now. To fitness, where you're seeing franchise concepts like I Love Kickboxing, a fabulous concept. Really, they do 100% of the marketing for you. A fabulous, fabulous company.
Give us some statistics about what percentage of franchises succeed and what percentages fail.
You know, there isn't a real good number for that. It's not published anywhere. The idea is that generally you have a higher probability of success with a franchise over starting your own franchise just because you're going to make less mistakes. Sometimes franchises will list their success ratio in their FDD, their franchise disclosure document, but there's no set number of, hey, this percentage of franchises are successful. What you always want to do is increase your odds. Franchising does do that, and then you want to find a good, solid, proven franchise concept that you know has successful franchisees to improve your odds even more.
So, Pete, where do you really see franchising go over the next couple of years?
Rapidly, if the economy stays, if we don't have any kind of major event, the economy stays, capital stays available, continue to have a massive growth. I mean, one of the great things about franchising is it's a big part of the United States economy, and it's one of the drivers of adding jobs. And so it's going to continue to grow, I see, in the future.
So what usually happens to recessions if we go into a recession this year or next year?
Well, obviously, capital tightens up, so it makes it harder for people to go into business. Number two is that for the weak businesses, the people that aren't getting the job done, or maybe they're in a discretionary industry, it makes it tough for them. And so, like anything else, you'll see it in your economy, right? People start going out of business.
So where can people get in touch with you, and where can they get started with you if they're interested in this process?
Yeah, so I have a book called Hire Yourself. I've got a website. It's the Hire Yourself book website, so www.hireyourselfbook.com, or they can get a hold of me at 855-904-7900.
Pete, thanks so much for being on the show.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Coming up next on AM 560, why getting your customer actually to say no real quickly may be a big part of your company's sales success. Straight ahead, we'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Good morning. I'm Rich. Taking a look at the roadway. Still have problems on the outbound Bishop Ford where everything is shut down on the ramp to eastbound 8094 due to a very serious crash. You can continue south on the 394, exit off at Glenwood Dyer, go northbound 394 to exit off to eastbound 8094. If you're traveling in the Belmont Cragen neighborhood, Belmont is closed between Central and Laramie with a very serious accident being worked on. CTA is rerouting number 77 buses, and Addison and Diversey are your alternates. And in Merrillville, US 30 is closed between Colorado and East to repair traffic signal that was damaged by Friday's heavy winds. Work should be completed by 10 a.m. on Sunday. The only problem on the expressways right now is the Kennedy Express lanes in closed for road construction until 8 a.m. Weather forecast looking for cloudy skies with a high of 41. O'Hare right now at 36. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
Each year, the month of March is all about the madness.
He's a whack job. He's a wacko.
This year, as the number of candidates dwindles and the delegate count climbs, the remaining candidates will meet for one final debate on March 10th. And AM 560 is hosting the final debate watch party of the primary season. On Thursday, March 10th at Austin's Fuel Room in Libertyville. Tickets are just $25 and include an all-you-can-eat buffet. Visit 560theanswer.com/March. That's 560theanswer.com/March. Sponsored in part by Black Rhino Concealment.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
The holidays are over. It's time to think a little bit about yourself. Maybe treat yourself to a MyPillow. I'm Amy Jacobson, and my mother, myself, and others in my life love our MyPillows. If you've procrastinated, don't put it off. MyPillow is a premium pillow with 4 different loft levels that's customized to your individual preference. And for my listeners who use the promo code Amy, you'll get 2 MyPillows for the price of 1. It's MyPillow's best offer. You know, it's so important to get a great night's sleep. MyPillow helps with snoring, headaches, neck pain, insomnia, allergies. Plus, it's washable and it keeps its shape and gives you support where you need it most. That's why it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. For this 2 for the price of 1 offer, visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201 and use the promo code Amy. Do it now, 800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Amy, 800-489-0201.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, let's face it, every salesperson wants the prospect to say yes. And most of the times, unfortunately, they get a hearty maybe or not even an answer. For me, I hope the prospect says yes or no. since when they say no, I can go on to the next prospect and find someone who really wants to buy from me. According to my next guest, this idea of getting to know is called the deal velocity and is a very important factor that can influence your success in sales. Timo Rain is the co-founder and president of Pipedrive, a company that makes easy-to-use, activity-based sales management software for small businesses and their salespeople. Timo has 15-plus years of sales experience as a salesperson, sales manager, and software entrepreneur. Timo, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Glad to be here.
How'd you get on this idea of creating your own CRM system?
Well, the reason we created Pipedrive was partly out of frustration with the available software and partly because of the need that came with it. We were using like three or four different CRMs in a company I was a partner in prior to Pipedrive, and I think Microsoft Dynamics was the last one we used. So we never got to terms with it either. We found it somewhat made sense to almost not use it to be better in sales, and we knew that, you know, if you want to be really professional, you need a tool. So we looked for a tool that is both useful and simple for salesperson. At the same time, didn't quite find it, and then decided to build it. So that's why. And for us, it was just a matter of understanding what it is that we, you know, want to have from a tool. And we knew that it has to be both, you know, useful and simple. And we also knew that if we could overlook do a poor job in all the areas in sales, there's one area that we absolutely needed to be a master of, and that's your sales pipeline, how you fill that with new opportunities and how you work with the deals already in it to move closer to a sale. And that became the forte and the focus of the software, and we built everything around it that you need.
So let's talk about the sales pipeline, because a lot of folks, they are afraid of getting a no or maybe, but like you, I think that getting a no is okay, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I do even think that it's better that you get a no faster rather than slower. And then, you know, I think most of it's just math, and some of it is what I call is like accumulated effect of confidence that comes from closing a sale, and then, you know, you being on a roll. And sort of the way I look at it is that in sales, you know, the road to a yes, obviously that brings commission, right? Real money into your pockets, profits, and that's the reward for your hard work. The road to a no, another one, I look at this as an investment of your time and energy, because you need to find these yeses in the middle of all those. And you just need to make this investment, because there's no 100% close ratio in sales in any industry. And now the slow road to a no, and that to me is a sign of a person really trying to win, obviously, and get to a yes, but also a sign of fear of letting go and losing. That's really human. But, you know, if you're in sales, to me, this is like spending your energy and time instead of investing it. And investment means that you're willing to lose. So the difference, which is really important here, is that taking a slow road maybe ends up, let's say, an example, you in closing three customers a month, but in the same business, your next desk neighbor or, you know, competitor company, just being attacked quicker to a no, they can move on to next opportunities faster, work through more of these, find, let's say, five customers to close a month. And in a year, that's 36 closed deals against 60, a massive difference in, you know, commissions or profits.
Right. And I think this point is really important, Timo, because I believe if you can get to know, you can let go of that deal and you can move on to people that want to buy. And you call this deal velocity. You say that it's really important that you move faster through your pipeline, and it really can improve your close sales rate ultimately, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, deal velocity as a term, that refers to how quickly you're able to move from, you know, point A in sales, which is a moment that you declare, okay, I have a conversation, which is a very hot one, it's an opportunity for me to close, to point B, which is, you know, when you hear that somebody decides to buy and you're able to close a sale. And there's really, you know, only four basic ways to improve sales numbers, if you look at it that way. You know, you can close more deals a month, you know, sell more products or services to more people. You can get more people to buy out of every 100 you talk to, so that you have a higher ratio of closing. You can sell more or higher priced products to every single prospect, and that's why your invoice is larger. Or you can spend less time to get to a close, be it a yes or no. And some of it obviously is hard work, some of it is smart work, some of it is a combination. But every salesperson, after analyzing themselves a bit, should figure out what's the best way to improve. But if you do decide to spend less time to get to a close and have a higher deal velocity, you know, it goes back to the points that we talked about. It just helps you open more opportunities and find more people that end up buying from you, and that's how you improve your numbers. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you're going to walk and talk faster.
But right, exactly.
You will definitely be more urgent, you know, at times when no one's looking. And I think that's quite often what matters most.
Right. We're talking with Timo Raines, the co-founder and president of Pipeline. So, Timo, I've heard you talk before on this subject, and you say that you can really learn to close a deal in 20 minutes or walk away. What steps do you take to be able to do that?
Well, that actually goes back to one of my experiences in sales, which probably is one of the most intense one, which was selling books door to door. That happened like 15 years ago.
Wow.
But, you know, that was a summer program by a Southwestern company that is based in Nashville, Tennessee. And I did sell 12 weeks in a row, 6 days a week, 14 hours a day. That was my schedule. And literally, I had to find, 30 people to have a good conversation with every day and hope that I can find 2 to 3 to 4 or more people that would end up buying. And, you know, when you have a program like this, an intense setting like this, the schedule and the rhythm of finding opportunities is everything. So at first, I sort of didn't fully buy into this. And I thought that my influence to make people buy comes in. And it took time to realize that I'm in the job of finding people who might buy and bringing my best then to discuss the books that I was selling with them. And I learned this the hard way. I remember an example, which was like I was talking to this very nice lady, and she seemed really into the books. And the more I talked about it, it felt like, I should just continue, and it will happen. She will buy. But to my surprise, at one point, I think I had like 40 minutes had passed, she got up, said, great books. Listen, I need to go and pick up my boys from soccer practice, but it was good seeing you. Wish you the best of luck with your program. And she was gone.
Right.
And I was so angry. But at the time, as the time went on, I realized what a moron I had been because, I had seen that 20 minutes or so had been enough in that setting to find out if people were seriously interested, in considering buying or not. And in addition, that 20 minute was good enough block to keep me in a good rhythm for the day. So, later on, I realized at times that I was able to obviously recognize quicker if somebody had a serious consideration. And, it just came down to the fact whether you're confident enough, whether you're bought into the fact that, sales is so much about finding the people that want to buy and then doing your best job rather than you trying to convince everybody to buy, even though they are actually not the serious buyer.
So, Timo, what are some of in the last couple minutes we have left, what are a couple of the signals that you can get in the first 20 minutes to see if there's someone that actually wants to buy, or they're just, or you're just company for them?
Yeah, that's I think it's a very good question because quite often, we have bigger things going on in our head because we might think that, since we already have a chance to talk, that might be like a good signal, and quite often that is. But it's a world of people trying to be nice to each other as well, and some quite often that's not a good sign at all because just the sign that people didn't know how to say no to your maybe quite aggressive approach. And the way I was looking at it is like when you get a signal to your questions as an answer to a question which is towards whether they are considering, whether they are seeing that they can, buy this product or service that you're selling. That, for me, probably was the best way to get to a conclusion whether I should go on. And but it's really tough to come forward with these sort of questions quite quickly because, again, this fear of losing and fear of letting go and fear of or thinking that I can probably close that sale right now. That comes in, and that's tough. And the other thing is that when you are willing to put in the work, I think that somewhat is easier because then you're treating these signals as, okay, is that a signal towards a no? Is that a signal towards a yes? And then you can kind of, you're looking at it as a very professional sort of salesperson. And I think that the biggest one for me was always, can I honestly ask these sort of questions whether people are considering, obviously not in the very beginning, but, as we went through the discussion and as people got more understanding of what I was selling, as I got more understanding of what they would really need and then what would help them, there are so many ways to get to these sort of
questions. Timo, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want to reach Timo, it's www.pipedrive.com. Timo, thanks so much.
Thank you, Barry. Best of luck.
Coming up, want to win $500,000 for your small business? I've got a way to do it. AM 560,
each
The
year,
Answer.
The month of March is all about the madness.
He's a whack job. He's a wacko.
This year, as the number of candidates dwindles and the delegate count climbs, the remaining candidates will meet for one final debate on March 10th. And AM 560 is hosting the final debate watch party of the primary season. On Thursday, March 10th at Austin's Fuel Room in Libertyville. Tickets are just $25 and include an all-you-can-eat buffet. Visit 560theanswer.com/march. That's 560theanswer.com/march. Sponsored in part by DSR.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Police identify the gunman in Kalamazoo, Michigan as 45-year-old Jason Dalton. According to WMMT-TV, police say that Dalton shot and killed seven people as he drove around and randomly targeted victims at three separate locations. Police Chief Jeff Hadley.
Senseless random acts of violence is just tragedy for everyone, quite frankly. My heart goes out to their family, everyone's family who's affected by the tragic events. It's tough. It's really tough.
No word on the motive. Secretary of State John Kerry says he and his Russian counterpart have reached a provisional ceasefire on Syria.
The modalities for a cessation of hostilities are now being completed. In fact, we are closer to a ceasefire today than we have been.
Speaking in Amman, Jordan, Kerry says that ceasefire could begin within days. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
Good morning, I'm Rich. Taking a look at the roadway. Still have big problems on the city's northwest side of the Belmont Craigie neighborhood, where Belmont is closed from Central to Laramie with a very serious accident. Addison and Diversity are your best alternates. Also, the Bishop Ford outbound ramp to eastbound 8094 still shut down with a very serious crash. All traffic is forced off to go southbound on 394 or northbound on the Tri-State. Rest of the roadways are getting better. Weather for traffic is sponsored by True Car. Save time and money by downloading True Car's mobile app. Configure the new car you want, see what others paid for it, and get guaranteed savings. True Car users are saving on average $3,000 off MSRP. Save time and save money. Download the True Car app today. Weather forecast looking for a cloudy high in the low 40s. Right now at O'Hare, it's 36. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
More leads. That's what every small business wants, right? If you want to eliminate the guesswork with a truly effective lead generation tool, it's time to try out PureChat. PureChat's simple live chat software is the easiest way for small businesses to answer customer questions and capture leads from their desktop or mobile device. Sign up free at PureChat.com and start generating more leads. PureChat.com, the truly effective lead generation tool. You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8844 at checkout. Code 8844.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard, with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, everyone knows that I grew up in a small town. It was called Torrington. I guess it still is, Debbie, called Torrington, Connecticut. Population, 29,000 people. And in fact, 3 years ago, I wrote a book with Becky McCray called Small Town Rules about the importance of small towns for small business. Now, I'm excited to announce a new contest for small businesses and small towns sponsored by Deluxe Corporation. Here to talk about it is Amanda Brinkman. She's their chief brand and communications officer. Amanda is charged with helping turn around a 100-year-old brand, one rooted in legacy payment solution, but now forging its path with a suite of marketing services for small businesses. In 2015, Deluxe launched a great series called Small Business Revolution, using purpose-driven content to share the importance of small businesses through an original documentary and photo essay. In 2016, they've got something even bigger. Amanda, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, well, first, tell us about this idea of the Small Business Revolution and what you accomplished in 2015.
Yeah, so for us, you know, the Small Business Revolution was really about celebrating the small businesses in this country. We feel that they're the backbone of our economy and our communities and our culture, and we just wanted to celebrate the importance of not only the small businesses, but also encourage people to support the small businesses in their communities. And it was our 100th anniversary last year, so we thought, what better way to celebrate than to go across the country and tell the stories of 100 small businesses. Again, all with the hope to create this movement of getting more people to support them.
And so tell us about the documentary, because if you haven't watched it, I really encourage people to take a look.
Yeah, so the documentary, we told 100 stories of individual small businesses throughout the year. And then in September, we launched this really great documentary. It's about 25 minutes, and it tells a more overarching point of view story of the importance of small business in this country. And it talks about the economic impact, the job creation impact, how important they are to our communities and to our local culture and our neighborhoods. And I think you walk away watching the piece really understanding how it's really on all of us to make it a priority to support small businesses.
So what did you really learn from doing this program last year?
We certainly learned that small businesses are integral to their communities. We learned a number of things, but the thing that we were the most moved by is seeing how small businesses have a way of rallying together within a community. And they also create these really great, kind of gathering spaces for local communities. And that's why, this year, you referenced, we're starting to do this thing that is more focused on small towns, because we really saw how integral these small businesses were to these small towns.
So talk about the contest, because I think it is a brilliant idea, and I'm so excited that you're doing it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, we're really excited about it as well. So we were really moved by the following and just the momentum of the Small Business Revolution last year. And so this year we just wanted to do something even bigger. And so we decided to bring the Small Business Revolution to a main street in a small town somewhere in the U.S. And so in January, we asked people to nominate their favorite small town for a Small Business Revolution to their main street. And the idea is that Deluxe will invest $500,000 in marketing services, business advice from our partner Robert Hershovac from Shark Tank, and just upgrades to the public spaces into the winning small town. So we asked people to nominate their favorite small towns in January. And then we will be narrowing it down to three finalists, creating really rich mini documentaries on those three towns, and then revealing those to the public during Small Business Week, the first week of May, asking people to vote for their top one. And then during the summer, we're going to go and renovate the winning town's main street and the small businesses within that small town. And then that will all be captured in a web series that airs this fall.
Now, this is going to be tough. How are you going to narrow it down to three semifinalists?
Be really hard because we received over 9,300 nominations. Yes, representing over 800 different small towns across the U.S.
Wow.
And we were really moved how it really covered, you know, all of the U.S. You know, people in every corner of the states were voting, and it was so fun to see the communities really rally around that nomination process and to see the pride that they have. Not only in their town, but in really being passionate about wanting to see that Main Street come back to life. And so we've just been moved by it. I mean, nowhere more than in small towns are these small businesses more under siege. You see these big box retailers and national chains moving in, and it's forcing these mom and pop shops to close. It's really about these small town residents rallying together and supporting their neighbors by, you know, shopping local.
So how are you going to choose?
Yeah, so we're really looking to make sure that it's a town that is in need of a renovation. You know, we've got some nominations of main streets that are already, you know, kind of in great
right.
state. So we want to make sure it's someone who really needs our help. We also, you know, a big part of what we're going to be helping the businesses with is marketing services. And so we want to make sure that they can benefit from our help with putting them more on the map from a tourism perspective and an economic impact perspective. And, you know, it's really important that it has a real close-knit community, that it has a quintessential kind of main street, because that's really kind of what we want to come through in it. And, you know, so we're just looking for those really great stories where these
great
small businesses have a great impact.
And if you want to vote, keep watching the space called www.smallbusinessrevolution.org. Amanda, thanks for being on the show again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, coming up, what do you do when the chips are down? We're going to show you how to pick yourself up off the pavement and bounce back. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got The Answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Rich Shaggy. Look at the roadways. We'll start things off in the Belmont-Craigie neighborhood, where Belmont is closed between Central and Laramie, all due to a very serious crash with injuries being investigated. Addison and Diversey are your best alternates. The Bishop Ford outbound ramp to eastbound 8094 is still blocked off with a very serious crash. The best alternate southbound on 394 to Glenwood Dyer. Double backfield northbound on 394 to take that off to eastbound 8094. Also, if you are traveling out and about, there are no delays on the rest of the expressways, though the Kennedy Express Line still closed for midnight maintenance, and that's going to last until 8 a.m., and thankfully they're not needed because we're not seeing too much of a problem. Weather forecast, cloudy skies with highs in the low 40s. Right now at O'Hare, seeing a temperature of 36. Your next update comes your way in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
One of the defining factors for any small business is how to deal with setbacks. It's easy to be a leader when everything is going great. But what do you do when you and your company get kicked in the butt? Well, here to show us how is Dr. Susan O'Malley. She is a cosmetic doctor, personal development mentor, and expert in helping people transform their obstacles into victory, a sought-after national speaker, and author of a new book called Tough Cookies Don't Crumble, Turn Setbacks into Success. Dr. Susan draws her own personal and professional setback challenges, including, get this, starting medical school at age 35, 6 months pregnant, without a husband, opening a business age 50 with $75 ad in the newspaper to teach the critical lessons of perseverance and resilience. Dr. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You have to be crazy. What made you think that you could be successful? I mean, it's hard enough, you know, for a 25-year-old person to start medical school. What made you think you could do it at 35?
Well, it actually took me that long to figure out what I wanted to do, because I spent my 20s floundering around. I was a college dropout and working as a secretary for 11 years. And even though I was working as a secretary and that was my job, my goal was to find a man to marry me, because I didn't think that I had the brains to move myself forward or whatever else it was going to take. And so when I finally figured out, you know, what I want to do, I had to get over the age thing. And it was my mother who actually gave me the best advice anybody ever gave me in my life, because when I made the decision that I wanted to go to medical school, I was 30 years old. I still hadn't even completed college, and I was really hung up on, I'm too old. People do this when they're 23, not when they're 33. And I drove my mother nuts for a couple of weeks. I'm too old. I'm too old. And finally, my mother looked at me one day, and she said, Susan, one day you'll be 50 years old. You'll either be a doctor or you won't. That's your choice, but you'll still be 50.
Wow, that's great advice.
And that was great advice.
One of the things you talk about in the book is, and I love this phrase, you say, you got to put on the helmet and get in the game. And I love that visualization.
Thank you. Yeah, because, you know, I say that there are three kinds of people in the world. People that sit on the sidelines, people that play for the participation trophy.
That's right.
And people that are suited up to win. And the reason I know is because in my life, I've been all three of those people.
We all have.
And so, you know, sometimes you don't even know where you are in the lineup, but you think that you're suited up and playing, but you're really playing for the participation trophy. And I can tell you that successful people aren't lucky. You know, they put on a helmet and they got in the game. You know, coach, put me in.
And I love the idea you say, you got to put down the vision board and roll up your sleeves, because I really think we spend too much time talking and not enough time working hard and taking action.
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you, I as you say, started medical school, as you said in the introduction, I started medical school at 35 years old. I was 6 months pregnant. I didn't have a husband. Believe me, I didn't plan that either. But everything that I wanted in my life came at the same time, and I wasn't willing to give anything up. And I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I just thought, you know, one day at a time, and here we go. I don't know what will happen, but, you know, here we go. And if you think that I got through medical school with a crying infant all night long and sitting in classes all day long by pinning things on a vision board, I can tell you, you're mistaken.
That's right. That's right. You did. You got up and did the work. And you also say that successful people aren't lucky, because I hear it all the time. Say, well, you know, that person was just lucky. But I say it took a lot of hard work to get there.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. You know, I started my business when I was 50 years old. I walked away from the emergency room in the clinic, and I started a business. I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I put a $75 ad in the newspaper, as you said in the introduction. I sat at the reception desk myself waiting for the phone to ring, and I picked a spot two doors down from a hair salon because I thought that would ensure me foot traffic. It ensured me nothing. I was sitting there like I was in the desert. Nobody even knew me and or saw me. And you really have to do the work. You have to get creative. You have to, you know, figure it out. And I think the most important thing, Barry, is that you don't have to be the smartest. You have to be the one who won't give up. Because when I started my business, I was coming from the emergency room, and I was now starting a cosmetic practice. And it was in 2002, and ads were running on the television, only trust your face to a dermatologist. And so women would call, and I'm sitting at the reception desk, and ask, well, is she a dermatologist? And I would start to say, well, no, she isn't, pretending that I wasn't me. and they would hang up. And so I was being discredited by physicians. I was, you know, trying to get a business off the ground that I knew nothing about. And clearly I didn't know everything there was to know in my industry, but you can learn things. But what you really have to gather up from way down deep inside you is that you not to give up, that you don't have to be the smartest. You just have to be the one who won't give up.
I think it's an important factor. One last thing with 30 seconds we have left. You say you have to embrace embarrassment. Well, I got to tell you, some days, the last thing I want to do is embrace embarrassment.
Yeah. Let your goal trump your humiliation. You know, some days you have all the answers, and some days you make all the blunders.
Trump got in on this show. It's unbelievable. He's everywhere.
Oh, no.
So Dr. Susan, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that? I understand you have a special offer.
So my website is SusanO'MalleyMD.com. And I have a free gift for people, for the first 10 people that go to my website and sign up and download chapter one of the book. I will send them an autographed copy of Tough Cookies Don't Crumble, Turn Setbacks into Success.
Dr. Susan, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, why one small business owner decided the best thing was not to have Wi-Fi at her retail locations. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the 7 strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
Congratulations to all who took the Balance of Nature New Year's Challenge. Success stories are pouring in. So many people have been helped through this incentive that I have asked Balance of Nature to continue this challenge for as long as possible.
I thoroughly love the stuff. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I've been taking vitamins and all kinds of things for it, but I've decreased taking the extra stuff that I've been taking because the veggie capsules and the fruit seem to have helped it. And I'm finding that I can walk further, and everybody is saying to me, oh, you're not using your cane. I said, nope.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code CHICAGO.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, when it comes to business, Wi-Fi is almost ubiquitous. It's one of the ways that Starbucks and Barnes & Noble has attracted customers to their stores. But one Chicago retailer decided that not having Wi-Fi was the best for her business. So Sophie Ivanoff is the owner of Vinny. Sophie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, so you're doing the counter thing, right? And you don't have Wi-Fi at Vinny on Clark Street in Chicago. How come? How do you survive?
Oh, we do just fine without it. People don't realize you don't really need it. So it was a conscious decision for us before we opened. I didn't want an atmosphere full of laptops and no one talking and not enjoying their pastries. So we just don't offer it. So when you come to Vinny, you're here to be present and be in the moment, enjoy the atmosphere and surroundings, and most importantly, enjoy the pastry.
So what has been the reaction where you say to people ask you, so do you have Wi-Fi? And you say no.
Some people do get turned off, and luckily there's a Starbucks across the street, so they will walk a short distance and go over there, which is fine. When we tell people the reason that we just really want them to take a break and unplug and just relax, we haven't really had too much negative feedback.
So how do you think, Sophie, this has really helped your customer and their experience and really an ongoing relationship with them?
We get to know our customers so much better now, too, because without the laptop, you know, laptops act as a barrier. So now they get to know our team members and our team members get to know the customers by first name. And it's really created a really good sense of community within Vinny.
So you're building a relationship with them rather than people being on their smartphones while they're actually shopping at the same time. So they're really single tasking.
Correct.
So what advice would you have for small business owners that are even considering this outrageous thing of not having Wi-Fi? Because it really is revolutionary.
You know, it's really depends on the business model. But if what's important to you is customer service and really creating relationships with your customers, then I definitely recommend don't having it. If you want an environment where it's more of a quick service and you want people to work and hang out at your place, then of course offer it. It just really depends on what the business owner is looking for.
Because your products really are a special celebration, right? It's not just, well, it's
Correct.
Just going to be fast food. Talk about that.
So we specialize in French artisan pastries, and it takes us a long time to make these things, and a lot of detail and love goes into them.
And if I'm going to take a long time to make them, you're going to eat them with joy and not be on Wi-Fi, right?
Exactly. We want you to notice all the handmade decor that we put on each pastry.
So really, not having Wi-Fi is really helping people with these special pastries really to celebrate, be in the moment. And is this the way it adds to your brand?
It does. You know, part of what we do here is not just great pastry, it's great service, and it's really getting to know Vinny on a personal level. So when we're opening another store in Lakeview, again, no Wi-Fi. I'm not sure how that neighborhood's going to take it, but...
Well, all right, so if people want to get in touch and they want to go someplace where there's no Wi-Fi, have some really killer French pastries, how can they get in touch and where should they go?
You can definitely visit our website. It's vinnypatisserie.com. And we have our main location in Lincoln Park on Clark Street between Webster and Dickens and in Lakeview on Broadway and Melrose.
Sophie, thanks for being on the show. And Vinny is spelled V-A-N-I-L-L-E, patisserie, P-A-T-I-S-S-E-R-I-E.com.
Correct.
Sophie, thanks so much. And thanks all of you for joining this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsors, Staples and Nextiva. I want to thank our excellent staff. If you want to be successful this year in your business, you got to give me a call to get unstuck, 773-837-8250. Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and you got to paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
If you suffer from depression,